Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Welcome to this week's episode of Flourish Truly, the best of the Big Easy with Tina and Georgette. Hello, my friend. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
I'm doing super, super. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. I can't complain.
No, ma'am, not at all. And we are slowly approaching spring, which means the start of festival season. Mardi Gras kind of kicked off, and that was a whole 6 weeks of festival fun, parades. Next year, the season will be longer. It'll be a whole 2 months. Plus, we have the Super Bowl in the middle of that. But yes, we are about to go into festival season. But before we start talking about everything, I do want to just address something that is really near and dear to my heart. Flourish Truly, my baby, 4 years old. Still can't believe it. They say time flies when you're having fun, and I have fun with you every single time we record. We have been so blessed to have some wonderful guests and our wonderful supporters that have made the show what it is for 4 years. And I'm just so grateful that we're successfully here launching a podcast in 2020, right before COVID in February of 2020. Insane. Nobody knew it was going to happen. It's been a crazy ride, but it's great crazy. We've had some incredible guests. I had a great co-host, Jeff, because of Hurricane Ida. He had to relocate. His home was damaged really badly. And, you know, he made the best decision for his family to relocate. Totally understand. And he's doing really great. But through all of that, I found you, who is like my northern sister. Like, we have so many things in common. It's crazy, from our love of the city to our love of the Saints. And I'm so grateful, because my initial thought when I came up with this idea for a podcast way back in like 2019 is that I wanted to have a female co-host, because we are a voice in sports. We are a voice in everything. And it didn't work out at the time. But the old saying is, when it's meant to be, it's not on your time clock. And that is the truth. But in the end, it all worked out. We're where we're supposed to be. So to you, Georgette, thank you for joining this wild and crazy ride. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. To our guest, thank you for supporting us. And to our listeners, you know, again, we would not be what we are today without you. So from the bottom of my heart, Flourish Truly is yours as well as ours.
100%. Couldn't have said it any better. I'm so blessed that you reached out to me and asked me to join, because I always loved listening to your podcast, and now being a part of it, super thrilling for me and our listeners. So grateful. Absolutely. Yes. Without a question.
Cheers to 4 more years and many more. So with that, we will start our show. And again, like I mentioned, we have so many incredible things going on. Jazz Fest is coming up very, very soon. The lineup was announced, the schedule. We have 2 Thursday performances this year. Usually we just have local Thursday, but because of the Rolling Stones, yes, I said it. It's been years in the making. The Rolling Stones are actually going to be able to perform this year, knock on wood, barring no issues. But yes, it starts April 25th on Thursday. I'm so excited. There's so many people I'm excited for. Number one, Chris Stapleton. The man is an artist. He is an icon. He has performed with so many artists and so many genres. I don't think there's anybody that he couldn't perform with, or any kind of type of music. He just appeals to the masses. He's so talented. He is a true musician and artist. I'm just so excited for him. Of course, all the locals. I'm like the big local person. I like, you know, Juvenile, Manny Fresh, Rebirth, a brass band, Ronnie Lamar, Kermit Ruffins, all the locals. I love seeing them all in one place. You know, you can go different places and in different bars, restaurants, and see different performers, but Jazz Fest is kind of where it brings it all together. Conway Mouth, who Fred LeBlanc was on our show, you know, a couple years ago, he is such a personality, and everybody knows Cowboy Mouth. They'll be performing. It's just, there's just so many great artists here just in Louisiana, and we talk about this actually online over the last week about Super Bowl show, and having local artists perform, it would be just a phenomenal thing, because we've got so much culture and rich music here and artists. But for me personally, like I said, Chris Stapleton, all the locals. Who are you excited to see at Jazz Fest this year?
Oh, come on. It's got to be the Rolling Stones. I'm so excited about the Rolling Stones. I love them. Listen, I grew up with them. My mom was always a Beatles fan. I never got the hype. Yeah, that's right. I said it. But I was always a Stones fan, like out of the gate. And so to see them finally being able to make it and to be able to perform at Jazz Fest, so thrilling. And then my backup, and that's terrible to say, but my second favorite act is going to be Queen Latifah. Like, come on, it's Queen Latifah. I love her. I love her so much.
And I love her show. She was a, like, I guess the guest star of the show initially, and I'm not even going to get into why, but now she's the star of the show, and The Equalizer, and she's really good. And
she's amazing.
It's a good show, and it always amazes me when you see people multi-talented, multi-hyphenates, because like you said, you know, such an icon performer in the industry, and then now she's, you know, successfully doing a television show, and you just don't see that a lot. You know, LL Cool J is another one who, you know, iconic. Yes. And now he's been successfully on a television show for years. You just don't see that often. So I get, you know, the excitement, because like I'm like a retro girl. Like I love 80s, 90s music. So, you know, whenever we can kick it old school, I'm all about that. We just have a great lineup this year. And I tell everybody, if you're planning on coming in town, of course, check out all the local restaurants, check out the good food, hit us up for recommendations. But if you're not at Jazz Fest this year, you are missing something, because you're going to get some satisfaction.
I see what you did there.
What did I do? Nothing. We know, not at all. But moving on, we have so many, like I mentioned, great events coming up in the city. We've got a concert that's actually going to be next Wednesday night. It's the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. It's going to be performing, but wait, for free at the St. Louis Cathedral. For free. Now, so obviously, great. Seating is very limited. So here's the good thing. If you cannot make it out, and yes, we know it's a work night, kids have school, so you've got, you know, family commitments, the doors open at 7, but if you can't make it out there, you can listen to it, live stream it. They're going to be broadcasting it on WWNO on FM, which is 89.1, the classical station, which is 104.9, and 90.5, which is the home of Thibodeau area. It's KTLN. So that's super awesome. If you want to learn more about it, it's the New Orleans Historical Society that's partnered with the LPO, and it's Musical Louisiana, and you can go online at www.hnoc.org. So that will be on Wednesday night the 28th at 7 p.m. I will definitely be live streaming, because I will not be able to make it, but I will be listening. The LPO puts on a great, great show. So definitely check that out. Another fun thing happening, the Tennessee Williams Festival, the literary festival, is going to be in the middle of March. We will talk about this later on, but I did want to just mention it because I'm going to be covering it. I just did a story on Newsbreak for it. Super fun event. Tennessee Williams, known literary author here, New Orleans, wrote Streetcar Named Desire about New Orleans, and they have the Stella Yelling Contest, which is always fun. The news is out there covering it. There's hundreds of people come out there. If you're into literary arts, they have some great authors, some great speakers on the schedule. Go check that out. We'll give you more details when it gets closer, but it's March 20th. But like I said, there's just so many things. The French Film Festival is coming up. Hogs for a Cause, which is in April. Jazz Fest in April. French Quarter Fest, which is in April. Just so many incredible things we will be talking about on Floors Truly as it gets closer. But one thing I'm super excited for, and if you follow me on social media, I was talking about this Saturday night. I was in attendance. The Pace Center in Ascension Parish, in Gonzales specifically, just recently opened last month. And that is something that's been needed in the area. It is a multi-use community center. Their first two events were closed to the public. They were Mardi Gras balls for two of the crews in Baton Rouge and in Gonzales. But their first public event was on Saturday night. And it was George Bell and Friends. It was a live jazz concert with a three-course meal for dinner, which was absolutely incredible. The food, you could cut the chicken with your fork. It was so good. But the event itself, the music was just absolutely incredible. I mentioned this 1,000 times before. My dad was a trumpet player and a jazz musician. I was brought up around jazz music. It was really a great event. I'm excited for the Pace Center for multiple reasons, because it's something that was needed in that area. During the spring, they're planning on having concerts outside. So there's just a lot of different things that they're going to be hosting. It's multi-use. So they'll be hosting Mardi Gras balls, hosting weddings, hosting conventions, concerts inside and outside. So there's just going to be a lot of different things that are going to take place at this community center. So I'm super excited for that. I just thought the concert was incredible. It was an intimate gathering. It's like 100 people, but it was a great first event. But to me, it went off seamlessly. So obviously, if you follow me on social media or follow me on Newsbreak, I'll be covering all the events that happen at the Pace Center. But I was super excited for that. And I got to meet a young lady. Her name was Kiana Linnell. She's going to be performing at Jazz Fest. She's also going to be performing at French Quarter Fest. her voice was as big as her personality, and I just loved her. And we're definitely going to try to book her on Floors Truly when it gets closer to French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest as well. She is a local artist here who has performed all over the country. Like I mentioned, she'll be performing at those two events coming up in New Orleans soon. She teaches music, so she's very involved in the arts culture, and I just absolutely loved her, and I can't wait to chat with her further. So we're definitely going to try to have her on the show soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so much going on. It's so exciting. It's that time of the year. So it's thrilling to see the lineups. It's thrilling to see all the upcoming festivals, being able to cover them the way we have. I'm just looking forward to the spring and upcoming summer. So much happening.
So much, so much. Sometimes I look at the schedule and I'm just like, how do you pick and choose? So this happened to me last year. I got invited to cover two events and they were being held on the same weekend. And it's like, how do you pick? You can't be in two places at once. And right. You know, that's the beauty. Everybody always asks us like, well, when's the best time to come to New Orleans? Anytime. There's always something going on. Next year, to me, I'm just so super excited being a girl who covers the Saints, loves football, mm-hmm. loves her city, mm-hmm. and having Mardi Gras starting the beginning of January, the Super Bowl in February, and then a later Mardi Gras season that gives us more time for king cakes, more yep. times for celebrations. But I'm excited for New Orleans to be put on the grand stage and people see what our traditions mm-hmm. and our culture. We can briefly talk about this. The Super Bowl logo was released last week, and they had yep. a real New Orleans artist who's actually a Mardi Gras Indian queen design it. And it's like, what better opportunities to show the world about New Orleans and our culture? It's incredible. So that is just the beginning of what the city has planned. So I'm excited for everybody to see what we see every single day and we live with every day, and to be in the middle of it. I absolutely cannot wait. I will put it up there in probably one of my top five. For sure. Yeah. On my bucket list is to see a Super Bowl in my city. I was able to, when New Orleans hosted the Ravens and the Niners, I was able to be at some of the different events. But mm-hmm. this year, you know, being in on a different side and covering, you know, the Saints and being more involved with the media and football, I'll get to see like Radio Row, as they call it, and all the interviews and stuff. So I'm excited for all of that. But I want to see what our city does, because I've heard from everybody involved in this is they have been planning for this for years. We were supposed to have the Super Bowl here this year, but it coincided with the weekend before Mardi Gras, and logistically right. it would have been crazy. So they've had years to plan for this, and last time was incredible. And they said this is going to blow it away. So stick with us here on Floors Truly. We'll be covering all of the events. We're having some great guests coming up over the next couple of months for the show as well. We can go ahead and announce next week's guest. We're going to have Christine Lissy, who is ESPN radio analyst. She also is a cook. She makes the most incredible sweet treats. If you follow her online, she makes the most delicious cookie recipes, and they're incredible because y'all all know that I talk about cooking as well. She is a dessert queen. We've got some great things planned. So like I said at the beginning of the show, 4 years and counting. The best is yet to come. Thank you to everybody for joining us, not just tonight, but over the last 4 years. And again, thank you to Georgette. If you want to catch us online, if you have questions, when to come stay, where to eat for Jazz Fest, or any of the other festivals that we talked about, or something we may haven't talked about just yet, but we will, hit us up online. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, Floors Truly Podcast on all social media and all podcast apps. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can find you as well.
Absolutely. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And thank you again to everybody for joining us tonight. We're going to see you next week on Floors Truly. Have a great week.